Well, this was the second of two visits. They came here originally to see the museum and in particular to explore the Duncanson murals as the kickoff for a project learning about two-dimensional versus three-dimensional, two-dimensional height-width, three-dimensional height-width and depth. What they were looking at was the two-dimensional paintings, which are an illusion of three-dimensional space. They were then given a problem to go back to their classrooms to learn more about three-dimensional space versus two-dimensional, and ultimately the goal was to create a three-dimensional model of the paintings that they had seen and then to photograph that, taking it back to the two-dimensional so that they really used a very project-based, experiential kind of learning to get a full understanding of the difference between 2D and 3D.
What did they share with you on this last visit?
It was a presentation of their semester's worth of work. They had made part of what they got from PI, the STEM to STEAM, was some technology for the classroom. And so they made, with that technology, they made iMovies, PowerPoint presentations, and this gave them an opportunity for sort of combining public speaking as part of this whole learning process. And the kids were great. They stood up in front of an audience and presented their research, each of them individually, and talked about their role within it. It was very exciting.
What a great experience. What will you do with the information that the students provided?
One of the things that I really learned from listening to the kids was what they take away, what they learn in terms of information is a little bit different than what the message is that I might think. And so it provided new ways for me to look at the material. And also, Aiken was such a fabulous school to work with. We worked with the science teacher, but the art teacher also became involved.
And art has been added to the acronym STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And now we have STEAM learning. How important is that addition?
That addition is, I think, critical. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics are really crucial skills for students to learn. And much of that is a kind of skill-based learning. But really being able to take that information and do something new and create in the world is creative. And the arts really help students to understand the creative process.
How did the museum get involved with the Straight A Fund and the Partnership for Innovation and Education to provide this platform for case-based learning?
Actually, it sort of came about through an intern that I was working with. She was a student at UD and knew Mary Schluter, and she introduced me to her. We had a conversation. Mary's excitement for this program is absolutely infectious, and I knew right away that the Taft wanted to be involved because our mission really is to reach out to the community and share this fabulous collection that we have here, and this is a way of really reaching a new generation of students.
You can find out how to get more information about this program on our website at wnku.org under local news. Lisa Morissette, thank you.
You are quite welcome.